Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. God made man free. I say this with a particular emphasis on free thinking, which does not exist in the civil government schools. How can free thinking exist where on a daily basis millions of young people go into buildings where teachers are predisposed to ruling out the mere possibility that there is a creator? Scripture tells us in Matthew 22:37, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind." Further, 2 Corinthians 10:5 informs us, "We are to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." How can we glorify God with our thinking if there are impediments to that? Impediments to Christ-like thinking exist in courts of law, on the nightly news, and in civil government schools. In society now, there are pressures and sometimes penalties for externalizing and articulating Christian thought. Moreover, God precludes men from using force and coercion to affect how others think. I say this because, as I've said many times before, the civil government has jurisdiction over only actions, not thoughts. Using force and coercion, like what is relied on by civil government schools, is contrasted with what God commands us to do: reason together, believers and unbelievers, and facilitate iron sharpening iron, to believers. The Christian's arsenal involves the Holy Ghost, the power of the spiritual sword, not the physical sword. That is why we must reason, argue, debate, and discuss. Now, saying that God made man free does not speak to free will versus preordination. It speaks to the fact that God has kept for himself the right to penalize thought. Just as every action by each person will someday be accounted for, so will every thought be accounted for, but the latter only by God. For now, man has no jurisdiction over man's thoughts. That's why there ought not be such a thing as a civil government school system. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.